Welcome to Half-Ass Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Patreon. Button. Who's got a button?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It might be.
My son, like, if my wife goes, look at dad's belly button, like, he'll crouch down real low to, like, look under my shirt. He's hilarious.
He's only a foot high to begin with.
Or he's, like, looking into it, like, he's looking at, like, down the Grand Canyon.
Or, like, Zoolander looking into the pool, right? It's, like, reflecting back, and he's like, who am I?
I have a lot to ponder.
Yeah. My husband taught Pete's son how to climb this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a couch climber now.
Didn't know that was a skill you wanted so young.
I know, right? He's pretty smart, though.
No.
You should get him into, like, climbing wall classes then.
No. He doesn't need to be any further from the ground than he already is.
I know.
He falls. I'm afraid that he a lot.
He's gonna climb over the gate and
oh,
at my house?
Steps. Yeah,
or here.
Here.
No. Well, anywhere really.
My gate at home doesn't have like anything. He'll eventually like be able to hold himself there and pull his leg up, and then it's just a matter of strengthening that leg.
Yeah.
To being able to pull yourself over. Yeah.
But he could climb up the one in my house.
Yeah.
Because it has little things for him to put his toes in.
Oh, so no.
The design of the gate I have, it's like prison bar type thing. Like they're all vertical. Mm-hmm. But the design online was horizontal. And I'm like, that's a ladder.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I showed my sister and I was like, this is the stairway to heaven. You climb this ladder and then you go meet God.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope nobody made that ladder or that gate that they had on there.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I just rotated it. But that'd be bad
that's
news.
That's pretty smart.
Anyway,
so
enough about ladders.
About?
It's crazy how much stuff is just not thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I climbed everything when I was little. So I just imagined that he's going to be the same.
I still climb everything, some little.
Big guy, so I'm kind of scared of breaking things. But if I don't think I'll break it, I'll climb on it.
Oh, man, I have no fear. I tested it. Like, I bounced on stuff. Like, at the laundromat. Yeah. At, like, the grocery store, if I have to climb shelves, I, like, shake stuff. Hit it with my foot.
Make sure really?
It's, like, yeah. Cause, like,
why are you climbing stuff at the grocery store?
Because you're short.
I'm 5 foot even.
Oh, no.
Things are up high.
Yeah, they're... I gotta get it. So, that's on them for not having better shelves.
The chef stools.
Or a ladder.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not something that the, like, feminists are fighting for. Like, short shelves.
Well, that's not just a female thing,
Pete. I know. I mean, but
it's mostly.
They're living in this world.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like I meet a lot of short guys now, too.
They're just mad because this guy that thought of it. To fight against it. Anyway, moving right along before I get beat up.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? Japan?
I was deciding whether to say it in a Japanese accent or if that would be wrong. But we're talking about Japan.
Yes.
That was a good try. That was a pretty good accent.
That was.
Don't know. I haven't talked to a lot of Japanese people. Or maybe I have. I just didn't know where they were from.
Date bio. It's like,
was that real Japanese?
Yeah, it means something. It means like it's just like a filler. I watched a lot of anime.
I was gonna say anime. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word.
I think it's Japanese. I hope I have that right.
I think anime is primarily Japanese.
Yeah, but there's like Mandarin, there's like a bunch of subclasses to their languages. So I don't,
Mandarin is Chinese.
Yeah, well, so for me,
they're not all the same.
I know they're not all the same. Oh my
gosh. I know.
I don't sound like an asshole.
I know you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I hope we all picked different stories, but we didn't tell each other what we were going to talk about. So I'm afraid we all did the same thing.
So.
Oh, I definitely didn't pick a story.
Okay.
So I'm different.
You go ahead and say what you did, and then I'll say I did the same exact thing.
Oh no. What did you do?
I just wrote things that I thought was cool about Japan.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Well, I kind of like I looked up, I don't know, I couldn't find anything with a search engine that would return anything back that was, like, useful. So I got, like, 20 tips on, or, like, 20 things that you should see while you're in Japan, and yeah, just, like, stuff like that. So that's what I kind of went off of.
Did you Google positive Japanese stories?
I tried.
Did you get everything about the coronavirus?
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, it's, like, confirmed positive cases of coronavirus in Japan.
Did you?
What came up with me is a bunch of porn sites. Oh. I'm like, okay, that's not cool.
Which
I'm
was
like,
your favorite?
I didn't click on them.
What did you search?
I don't know.
What did you search?
I think I searched Japanese love. Japanese love stories. Like, I was trying to find a sweet story, right?
Aw.
Oh, no. Tim's like,
lesson
Jude.
Lesson learned.
We need to talk.
Oh, yeah. did you see anything?
If you want love, come see me. That's what he's saying.
Did you see anything called hentai?
I didn't really look.
Okay.
I was like, I saw XXX, and I'm like, okay, nope. I'm going to change the wording.
Good move.
You can click on it.
That's hilarious. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So wait, what were some of your things that you were excited about?
The Mario Brothers.
What?
Yeah.
They came from Japan?
Nintendo.
Love it.
Everything Nintendo.
I was addicted to it, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, when the kids were little. I would stay up all night to play a game. To beat it?
Yeah.
I'm like, this game is not going to beat me.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't have all video games, but these are like big things from my childhood. Pac-Man, Zelda, Street Fighter, Pokemon.
I know them all.
Yeah. I mean, there was plenty that I didn't write down. Mm-hmm. These are just the ones that, like, I played. Metal Gear Solid is from Japan, which is weird because it's, like, an American operator. But anyway, in 1964, that was a really, really, really long time ago.
Hey, buddy, that was when I was born.
I know, that's why I said that. No. They invented the bullet train, and at the time, the distance between Tokyo and Osaka, it would take like 7 hours to drive. They put in a bullet train and it took 4 hours just took 4 hours.
Wow.
To get there.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was in 1964. Yeah. That's nuts. That's awesome.
Have you ever been on a bullet train?
I haven't.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. There's one in Lancaster. I used to go out there all the time to see my friend, Lacey. They go fast. They go super fast. But it's really comfortable on the inside. You can't really tell.
Mm. So that was the 1964 one. They have one that's under construction now, and it's supposed to take 1 hour.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was 1 hour and 7 minutes. But
minutes makes it a little bit more reasonable. Yeah, I mean,
it probably is a big difference, but
I can't even imagine the speed.
Yeah.
Did they say? I don't know. I'm sure it did say, but do the math.
I'm scared.
They invented the pocket calculator. Not that big of a deal, I guess. But, I mean, we all have it in our phones. But that technically was a Japanese invention. Sony Walkman, which was like, in the article I was reading, they're like, you think iPod was a big deal? Not compared to this. Because like, until then, this was in 1979, if you wanted to listen to music, you had to have a radio.
Yeah. Big boom.
And you didn't get to pick what you listened to. Like, you had the radio.
I remember getting a Walkman whenever I was little, and it was like the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I take that back. You did get to pick. You could put your cassette player in, probably.
If you had one of those kind, yeah.
But if it was portable ones didn't necessarily have that.
Yeah, I don't know.
My Walkman was a CD player, so it was a little bit later on in life. Mm-hmm. It was epic.
Mm.
Epic. These kids have no idea.
Did it have the anti-skip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you needed that.
Yeah.
It's probably an antique now.
Oh, I don't think I have it anymore.
Well, was it yellow?
No.
I had a yellow one.
I had a gray one. I don't like bright colors.
No. Mm-mm. I don't know if I picked mine or not. Anyway. They invented the blue LED in the 1990s, which, not that impressive, but I guess that's what's in screens, like LED TVs and stuff like that.
To make it more vibrant, the colors. Yeah.
So this isn't a good thing, but I thought it was really interesting. There's something called tetraphobia, where they don't like the number 4.
What?
Yeah. So, like, in America, the number 13.
Oh, okay.
I mean, most of us don't really care, but whenever that number comes up, sometimes we're like, ooh, Friday the 13th.
Yo, if you ever get weirded out about the number 13, take the 1, take the 3, and squish it together. It makes a B for Brittany. It's my number.
Oh.
That's I claimed it.
Well, I don't know.
Now we got our number.
In here, in America, a lot of the hotels don't have the 13th floor.
Yeah,
they go 12 and then 14. But I wonder if that's all around the world or just in America.
Well, there, they don't have the number 4 on their elevators. Not all of them, but a lot of them don't have it. There's no 4th floor for, like, hospitals don't have a 4th floor.
Wow.
And the reason is the word for 4 and the word for death is the same.
Oh.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Also the number 9, which they didn't say anything about, like, people having problems with the number 9, really, but there's, like, a superstition with it. It's the same thing, like, 9 and suffering are the same word, or maybe it's, like, another word for it. I don't know exactly.
I like 9.
But if you add 9 and 4 together, it's 13.
Oh, snap.
Aww.
We can start our own conspiracy theory.
Oh.
They said that, like, if you're giving a set of plates, or if you're giving somebody something, you would never give them 4. You would give them 3 or 5 or a dozen.
Huh.
13.
Oh. But not That's 4. Good to know whenever we go visit.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. Not necessarily a good thing about them, but it's not bad either. But it's really interesting. So I watched this video, and this guy went to Japan as a tourist, and something that, like, he was amazed about was their toilets are really weird and, like, high tech.
Yeah.
He said he used a toilet that checked his blood pressure.
What?
And it checked his, I almost said semen, not his semen.
That is a weird toilet.
Checked his urine for, like calcium, I guess, or levels of something or other.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'd be blown away too.
And you could, like, it was a heated seat. It had all these, like, different settings. And I'm like,
I wonder how much their toilets are, because ours are really expensive for just being plaster.
I was wondering, like, if he was okay with pushing all those buttons, like, you know, other people were touching their butt and then touching that thing.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking about. Good. I don't want to touch buttons in the bathroom.
Oh, that was a public bath or a public toilet?
I mean, we didn't get into it, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
That seems like a pretty advanced toilet to just have open to the public.
I don't know. He didn't like feel himself walking into it. Maybe it was in his hotel room. Did you see the pods? I know you did, because we watched a TV show with it that had Captain Kirk.
What?
The guy that was
Star Trek?
Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner. Tom Bradshaw.
Are these all Star Trek people?
Not Tom Bradshaw. Tom's not his first name. Who is it?
I think it's Tom.
No.
Tony Bradshaw? Is that a football guy?
No.
He is a football guy.
Oh, what the hell? Why'd you say no? Name?
Are you not thinking of a football guy?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a football guy. Terry Bradshaw.
Terry. Oh.
That's what I said.
Tom. I said Tom. Tom also known as Terry Bradshaw. Oh, that's all right.
Terry Brady.
Guy, the Fonz.
Yeah.
Oh.
Henry Winkler was on that
show. Yeah.
So they went to Japan, and they stayed in they call them pods, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like coffins, like, but you can climb into it and sleep in there instead of, like, going to a hotel room.
Oh, God.
It's not a coffin, but it's, like, that size about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can rent that instead of a hotel room. And it's a lot more affordable, I guess. I'm not claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But I would be.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
That's
rough. I wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, no, me neither. I would feel trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's like the sleeping cars on trains, how they used to be. I think they used to be like that too, where you...
I've never seen it.
You climb in.
Oh, you know what? Maybe if it's like... If it was like the size of a bed at like a hostel, like a nice hostel, I'd be okay. Like, if I have room to, like, sit up and read a book.
I don't think...
There was room, yeah.
I don't think they have much room.
It would be like just, well, there might be different ones. Definitely seen ones that people were able to sit up in.
Okay.
But I think the ones in that show we were talking about, they weren't able to.
Yeah, I would have to be able to sit up, or else if I go to jump up in my sleep or something.
Do you do that?
Sometimes, yeah. I don't know.
Do you run around?
No. Like last night, I woke up. Yeah, like I didn't sleep well at all last night, but like I was having a dream and I woke up and I like sat up. Like I just jumped up really quick.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hit your head on there, pass out.
And my room is so big and open. Yeah. Like that's important to me. It's like sleeping outside. I have like glow-in-the-dark stickers of stars everywhere. It's just like being outside. Artificially.
I'm gonna get your son like a Sasquatch cutout to like put in front of the window while you're sleeping.
I would love it.
Not if you just woke up and you look and there's a silhouette of Bigfoot.
I mean, I'm on the second floor, so it's not like
there's he's inside.
You need a tree in there and a woodpecker and
yeah. Oh, yesterday I had a woodpecker follow me while I was in the woods.
Fall on you?
Following.
Oh. Okay.
That's
I thought different. Like this woodpecker fell out of the tree and hit you on the shoulder.
No. He just like was I was walking through and he would just keep jumping from tree to tree by me. So I was like, I made a friend. And then a family came through and oh my God, did they ever come through. There was like three kids, maybe four kids, a dad and a mom. And the dad had like a stick and he's just breaking it off of trees. And kids are like stomping. And then I was just like, we're in one of my favorite parks by my house. It's called Salamander Park. And not to like
derail. And that was my favorite stick.
No. But it's a preserved habitat for the spotted salamanders because it's a vestful? No? It's a seasonal pool. So that it only fills up in the spring. There's no inlet or outlet, so it only fills up from rain and snow melting. And then the spotted salamanders go in there and they lay their eggs, and then they hibernate for the rest of the summer whenever it dries up. And so they're like walking right on the path where there's like signs where it's like salamander crossing, and they're just stomping through and breaking shit. I'm like, wow.
Well, like, it's a path, right?
Yeah.
I guess they would have it blocked off. If you weren't supposed to be there.
Well, there's two paths. So there's one where the salamanders don't cross, and then there's one where the salamanders do cross. It's by, like, the muddy hillside.
Mm-hmm.
So really, like, if you're going to be stomping through like that and breaking shit, you should be on the other side. Because where they were walking through, you need to make sure you don't step on a salamander.
Because
they're protected. Like, that's not...
And there's Britt following the salamanders, making sure nobody touches them.
Yeah, right.
Covering them with that umbrella.
I have a woodpecker following me, and I'm like...
I was abusing salamanders as a kid. Not really, but like we'd go catch them.
Yeah,
We wouldn't torture them or anything, but...
No, I did the same. I also caught frogs. I still catch frogs. If I saw a salamander, I'd catch it. I caught crayfish last year. I still catch it. I don't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't kill them. Mm-hmm. I just catch them and I take a selfie. It's like capture a selfie and then release.
Do you ever like ask them if they want a picture too?
Oh, you know, I should probably.
You should ask permission.
Like, yeah. You want it on my phone or you got one?
I've actually done that with frogs before. Not about like their phone, but I'm like, hey, if you want a picture with me, just let me pick you up. Just let me do it. Because frogs are really hard to catch. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to hurt you. Like, I'm just going to take a picture and then put you back. And I do have some selfies with them.
Have you ever kissed a frog?
No.
No? Has a frog ever kissed you?
No.
Might want to try that.
I super derailed this conversation. I'm sorry.
This is what people want to hear about.
Salamanders.
Yeah.
Salamanders and frog kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And families with sticks. It was the dad out of all people was just breaking shit. And he's walking past. There's like four kids.
Somebody mated with that guy.
Mm. Yeah, four times on purpose.
You think it was on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, probably five now after she accidents. Saw that.
She was like, oh, he's hot.
That stick just broke into pieces.
With the wife.
He killed like 45 salamanders.
Oh, God. So Japan.
Japan.
I don't have a lead-in for salamanders at Japan.
Kit Kat has a lot of different flavors in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, really? I wrote down some. I wrote down some that sounded disgusting and some that sounded really good.
It's crazy.
But not like the in-between ones.
It's crazy how other countries have so many different kinds of snacks, but not other snacks that we think are so common. You get what I mean?
Like a Snickers? Or what?
Like, yeah, like I didn't see a Snickers in Peru. I didn't see peanut butter M&Ms or peanut M&Ms. I don't think I've seen peanut butter either. But just like there's certain things that you'd want. But then they had crazy stuff like these bacon chips that were phenomenal. I don't know.
Bacon chips.
Yeah, they look like bacon. I don't think it was bacon. But
I think you told me that in Peru they didn't have a lot of like preserved type stuff. Not that Snickers needs to be preserved, but it's not, you can't go and pick a Snickers from a field.
Right.
But you can pick a pig out of a field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I feel like it's a refrigeration thing, though, more than they don't want.
It's like colder than it is here. But like they do have like some markets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just junk. Just like, I shouldn't say that, but it just looks like junk. It's like a bunch of stuff.
Like knickknacks and
in like stuff. Weird. Oh, they had these cookies that were so good. They were like Thin Mints. And then
we need to get some food.
And they were like Oreos that mm-hmm. were better than Oreos. Anyway, let's hear about your Kit Kats.
Bullshit.
Oh, they
doesn't
were.
Get any better than Oreo.
If I could have brought them with me, I'd bet
we would have eaten them already.
We would have, but I would bet that they were better than Oreos.
They probably were. Kit Kat. There's a European cheese flavor.
Ew.
I don't know. Like, what's European cheese?
I don't know, but cheese and
chocolate? Yeah, it just doesn't fit.
I don't know.
It's probably delicious.
Although it's probably like cheese and crackers, because like there's that wafer in the middle. I don't know. I'm not 100% against it. I would try it. Baked potato. I'm not into that one. Baked potato Kit Kat
with chocolate.
So I don't think it has chocolate. I don't think. Didn't get to see it.
How would it not if it's a Kit Kat?
Like maybe white chocolate flavored.
I don't know.
Oh.
Don't it's know. Okay. Hot Japanese chili.
Now that I would try that one.
So definitely. Now to me, that could be two things. Like there's the Japanese like sweet chili, or it's like American chili where it's like beans and spices. I'm not sure. I don't know what Japanese chili is.
Could be Japanese chili pepper. Do they have chili peppers in Japan?
No idea. Never been to Japan.
Me neither.
But. Might be good. I mean, all of these might be good, but I doubt it.
I think that's the only one I wouldn't try so far because I'm a baby whenever it comes to hot stuff. I would let somebody else try it first. Like, regardless of them sounding gross, I feel like it's worth trying at least once.
Corn?
Corn? Oh.
Corn Kit Kat.
Like, no. Hey.
Oh, man.
Is that real?
I don't know. The internet says so.
But, like, why wouldn't we have a corn Kit Kat? We're, like, ran off of corn. Like, we're the corn country.
Maybe that's why they have it. Because they don't. They're not raised on corn. Maybe they are, but I doubt it.
High fructose corn syrup.
Cappuccino. I thought that sounded really good.
That does.
And then my final one. No, not my final one. There's a cantaloupe flavored one, which I thought was strange.
That's strange.
I feel like they make chocolate covered cantaloupe in those edible fruit baskets. So that might be good.
Might be. Apple, creme brulee, blueberry cheesecake.
Hey!
Oh, I'm into that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try.
I think it was like $25. You could buy 25 flavors on eBay, something like that.
Mm. Why don't they have those here in America? I wonder.
Probably because everybody would be like, oh, those sound interesting, and then still pick up the
traditional
Old Faithful one. Yeah. I feel like they probably have put some of these out, like a limited release type thing. But I don't know. Because companies do that. Like Doritos puts out weird stuff every now and then.
That's true.
But they generally don't stick around. Some of them have.
There's like a candy bar in Canada called Aero. A-E-R-O. And they have like a mint chocolate Aero. And it's just like it has bubbles all through it. Like... Whenever they made the chocolate, it was like carbonated or something, so there's holes all through it. It's just super good and light and fluffy, kind of.
It sounds good.
Yeah, there's so many different snacks out there in the world that I want to try. These Kit Kats, I'd be into it.
Maybe if their Patreon amazing people. We could, if they voted on it, we could get that.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, try the different flavors.
Yeah, typically they have like 4 Kit Kats in a pack. Not always. Sometimes it's 2.
I don't even like Kit Kats.
Oh, those are one of my favorites. I don't
like regular ones, but I might like these ones.
I think Kit Kat is my favorite.
Give me a break.
Candy bar.
Break me off. How do you like
Reese's better?
I don't think.
No?
I do like chocolate and peanut butter. Like, there's some stuff with chocolate and peanut butter that's better than Kit Kat.
I like chocolate and peanut butter, but Reese's is a bit like... It's got like...
The peanut butter's weird.
Yeah, it's got like a weird...
Yeah, it does have like a weird texture or something. Yeah,
there's like an oil or something, like something's in it that's weird.
You know what I like though, is whenever it's not the cups, it's like the Easter Bunny.
That's the kind I like, is the holiday ones.
Yeah, or a tree. I like those better than traditional cups.
I think there's more peanut butter in those ones.
I don't know what it is, but I seriously do like those better. Mm-hmm. These cups are awesome though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I like Kit Kats a little bit more. I also like the smaller versions too. I don't want like a full Kit Kat. I just want like two.
Just a taste.
Yeah.
You want like the Halloween candy size ones.
Twix would be good too. I haven't had one of those. All right, let's. I'm apparently hungry.
Yeah.
I didn't eat breakfast.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
No tipping at restaurants, which is, it's not good or bad, but.
It's not good or bad, but.
They said that if you.
I would feel bad.
If you tip at a restaurant, they'll like chase you down to give you your money back, and it's like insulting to them.
Yeah.
To them, like you're saying, you don't make enough money. Here's some more.
It's more like that's more of an American thing because we only pay our waitresses like $2.83 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So for like here,
that doesn't make any sense because if you're gonna pay $14 for a cheeseburger, that didn't cost the company that much. You can't pay your waitresses more. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that I don't know. They
that's just wrong.
I don't know.
I get it though.
I don't think it's like the companies are being stingy. That's just how they get paid, and like that's how their tax like they get paid. Like their taxes, they have to like account for that money as well.
To pay the them $2.83 an hour.
No. What I'm saying is, like if you're a waiter, I think that they like you get taxed on 10% or 15% of like all of your orders, something like that. I don't know. Been a waiter. My best friend was. He explained it to me once.
I was a waitress for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid $2.83 an hour. They tax you normally on that $2.83 an hour, and whatever tips you claim. So whatever, like some places make you claim your tips, other places don't. So you get like kind of like get over on the government by like having it under the table.
So you like claim half of it.
If you, yeah.
No, you claimed all of it, right?
Right, yeah, me, I claimed.
That's what I knew that you would do the right thing.
Yeah,
effing capitalism.
Moving right along. So in Japan, like at the Block's house, that out. In Japan.
Like at the Block's house.
Like at Judy, quit saying that.
There's a Block house in Japan? Is it like a jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the Block's house, you're supposed to take your shoes off before you, like, come in. Like, you go into the entryway and then you take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And some restaurants make you do that too, which I thought was interesting.
I could see that.
I mean,
it's different. It's different culture. Feet. Yeah, but they don't want you tracking dirt through their restaurant.
But that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, and it.
They have slippers that they let you use.
Oh. And their floors and everything. I don't imagine that there would ever be a Japanese person with smelly feet.
You're right.
They're people.
Yeah, they're people.
They got smelly feet too.
But like, I don't know.
They seem a lot cleaner.
They do. Like their cities are so clean. Everything's so clean.
But that's just the perception because we've never been there.
That was something that was on the internet too.
Oh, really? Okay.
I saw some dirty spots in the videos I was watching. They weren't like, can't be not clean. Like,
they're not like Detroit.
Not like piles of garbage though.
Yeah.
It was just like, kind of yucky.
I take that one back. Kit Kat. Not all of Detroit's dirty. It was a jerk statement.
I've never been in Detroit.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's
I'm not against it. Just it's, you know, there's a lot of places I haven't been. Been to Michigan a couple times.
I think it was Michigan. That's above Illinois, right? Okay. Yep. I'm bad with geography.
Yeah.
That's okay. There. Me too.
Yep.
And that's all I have to say about Japan.
Oh.
Until one of you says something and reminds me of something else.
Okay.
So the only thing that, like, I really looked up that, because I like anime, but there's this one thing there, like, did you guys see, like, the egg guy that they think is so insanely adorable? His name
the
is...
egg guy?
Yeah, his name... Egg. E-G-G.
Okay.
E-G-G-Y.
Gudetama. So they, like, in their culture...
That she's showing us her phone. It looks like a turkey. Like a Thanksgiving turkey.
It's not a...
It's a yellow blob.
Yeah, and it always shows his butt. Well, not always, but usually shows his butt. So, like, his name is Gudetama.
He's kind of cute.
It's definitely a Thanksgiving turkey.
But they... in their culture, like, they're not lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they work really hard, and, right. like, you're expected to hit different bars, and they're really, really intense about it.
Or you jump out of a window.
Yeah, I mean...
True.
They also have a suicide forest, too. I think that's them, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
A suicide what?
Forest.
Hey, so, we're trying to be positive.
Right. You're right.
I think that's a positive thing. IMO. Like, if I have a terminal illness or whatever, I think it should be up to me. But we can also, I can just move to Washington or Oregon, and I think that they have, like, assisted...
assisted
death.
Oh, man, I'm, like, death. So torn on that. Like, I have both feelings, you know?
Well, I feel like the option should be there. Like, so if, whenever your dog's sick.
Yeah, but what if, like, your grandma's like, no, I just want to end it. And you're like, but why? You're fine.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a little bit different.
I just want to call it
quits. No, I think there should be a reason.
Yeah.
Now you guys are putting your morals on these people. I was the one saying it was bad.
Grandma. I'm a grandma. I'm going to Oregon.
Yeah, right. Because, like, after you get so sick or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no, I get it. It's kind of inhumane to let people suffer.
You're exactly right. And to say that you can't end it if you feel like.
Yeah. And, like,
you went out.
Who's going to stop you?
But you take your dog into the vet because you don't want them to suffer because you care about them. It's weird. I don't see the suicide forest as a bad thing.
I understand.
But
that's not an assisted thing. You can walk into a forest here and kill yourself.
That's true.
That is true.
You really can. But don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. But. There they tie a string.
If you're feeling sad, call Brittany. Her number is...
Oh, yo.
13.
Do not call me, though. I'll just stare at my phone and watch it go to voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing them.
Well, if they call 13, they're probably going to be doomed anyway.
You told them that was your number.
Call the suicide hotline if you're feeling down.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not, just call them, tell them they're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That'd be nice.
Nobody that ever calls them, gives them props.
And then they'll be like, don't call her again. This is a... serious line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, there
thank
goes,
you. Click.
There goes my random act of kindness. But yeah, so this egg guy, they think is terribly adorable because he is lazy.
Really?
Gudetama. Yeah. So one of my old managers at Hot Topic used to have like all of this stuff with him on it.
I've never seen this guy.
Really?
Mm-mm. But are we allowed to put that on our Instagram?
I don't know. I would imagine.
Find a cute one, send it to me.
Gudetama.
Gudetama.
Gudetama. Ow, man.
I'll get well soon.
I've been clumsy for like days.
I've been clumsy for my life.
They had a monument to the only atomic bomb that went off. I didn't write down any notes. I should
Hiroshima?
Yep.
There was more than one.
Hiroshima.
What about Nagasaki?
Oh, maybe, was that it?
There was two.
Yeah,
there really? Were two. Oh. Well, yeah, then I really should have wrote down this information, and I'm sorry. But I thought it was cool that they had, like, one of the buildings that were affected by the atomic bomb, and they have it as a monument.
I'm surprised they have it. I would expect that to be gone.
Yeah, it was pretty beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the Japanese cherry blossoms. I would love to go there to see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a, like, I really want to go to Japan. I think that it would be beautiful, but it does seem like it's a lot of people.
I would like to go, but I don't love cities. I wouldn't want to necessarily, I would want to go see Tokyo, but I would want to spend like most of my time like in the country, I think. Mm-hmm.
They had like 31
training with samurais or something.
They had like 31 national parks. And one of them is like, one of them was like just a bunch of waterfalls in one area. So it's like a kind of like, you're down below, and there's like a wall, because there's mountains there, right? So there's like a mountain that has a wall that kind of loops around, and it just has like a bunch of waterfalls that go off of there.
It's called the OK Wall of Japan.
Was that really?
Instead of the Great Wall of China.
Oh, okay.
Just okay.
I feel like it's better. Waterfalls make everything better.
Mm, that's true. I think my cousin's daughter lives in Japan right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's like a Monet museum, or like a water lily exhibit. I think it's Japan. Man, I really should have wrote down notes.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
You know what they say, though? More Monet, more problems. You're talking about, that's like, true. the artist?
Yeah. Yeah, he's my favorite.
Where's the museum?
That's what I'm trying to look up right now. Yeah, so Monet's Water Lilies, Experience Japan. 5 paintings from the water... Nope. Maybe I'm wrong.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I should have done better work. I'm sorry. Mm. I should have researched. I should have studied better.
I like this.
What? That,
Monet? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Not. I have to go to Japan and look for it.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up later. And then we'll be appended onto a future episode.
So, your water lily place. What it reminded me of is they have a lot of vending machines that have more than, like, snacks.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to talk about bad ones.
Okay.
There is some, like, where all things of our get risque, there. But where is it? Vending machines. There's one vending machine for every 23 people in Japan.
Wow.
And Japan's pretty crowded.
It is. That's a lot of vending machines.
There was one that, like, served entire pizzas.
Why, like, don't we have this?
Why would you want that?
Well, I guess it's not going to be fresh, huh?
I mean, they're cooking it. There's not a person inside of it. I think it's like there's a frozen pizza. They put it into a microwave.
Oh.
And then they pop it out.
Yeah.
Kind of neat.
Like, the
if you're in a hurry and you want a pizza in like 5 minutes. Huh? What?
Like, the vending machine does that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw one where it was like Pokemon plush toys, which the guys in the video were super excited about it. Yeah. I was like, this is kind of dumb. There was one where they got canned bread out of a vending machine. I just thought that was really weird.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Mm-mm. They canned, said it was.
Canned bread.
Uh-huh.
What in the world is canned bread?
It's exactly...
Bread in a can?
Yeah, exactly what it sounds like. There was a mystery box one. They had, like, you could get soup out of a vending machine.
Soup? No.
Not like a can of soup. It was hot soup.
Yeah.
It sounds like their vending machines are like next level compared to us.
Probably.
I don't know. Like, that soup, it was like a cup and there was like noodles hanging out of it and stuff. Like, it looked, I don't know if I'd want to touch that vending machine.
It's like gross. Hot chocolate.
Well, yeah, we got hot chocolate vending machines.
Yeah, but would it be like a drops a cup?
Yeah, I think that's how it went.
Oh. That blows my mind. I'd be buying everything because I'd just be like, how does it do this?
Oh, I totally would too. I would definitely have a meal out of a vending machine. Well, probably several. But hornet lava.
Hornet lava?
Larvae.
Larvae?
Whatever, like larvae. Yeah. I definitely. No, I wrote larva. I wrote the right thing, but I pronounced it lava. That's like, they eat it. I doubt that, like, many Japanese people eat this.
Yeah.
But it was a can full of hornets' larvae. And they would eat it for, like, energy, I guess. It's probably super good for you.
It probably is.
And the people that were eating it in the video I watched, like, were enjoying it. Like they said popcorn. It was good. I doubt they ate the whole thing, but.
Hmm. Well, whenever we eat figs, like, if you eat raw figs, or I guess even probably dehydrated ones, they sometimes have wasps in them. Because
really?
That's how they fruit, is because wasps go in there. Or they could have wasp eggs as well.
That's interesting.
That is.
Yeah, but it's fine.
We probably eat bugs all the time and don't know it.
Yeah. Don't think about it.
That's all I have to say about vending machines.
It's the circle of life.
You got bugs, anything else?
Bugs will be eaten. No, I don't think.
How would you pronounce that name?
Chimichanga.
No.
Chimichanga? Shiyun Sugihara. Shiyun Sugihara?
Shiyun?
I would go with Shiyun.
Shiyun Suga? No. Sugi?
Sugi?
Sugihara.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should probably spell it.
It's spelled C-H-I-U-N-E, and the last name is S-U-G-I-H-A-R-A.
Chiyun.
I was right.
Chiyun.
Chimichara.
Okay.
I was just kidding. I'm not right.
Yeah, you didn't even try.
I said chimichurri.
Oh, yeah, you did. Chimichanga. It's Mexican, I think.
Dominican.
Mm-hmm. So this guy... In 1939, he became the vice consul with the Japanese consulate in Lithuania, and his duties reported included reporting the Soviet and German troops during the war.
Oh, reporting cool. to them?
Reporting the movements to oh. Berlin and Tokyo.
Ooh.
So he's a bad guy.
He's what? He's reporting on the Nazis, isn't he?
He's reporting to the Nazis.
Yeah, but I didn't get that. I didn't think Tokyo...
Tokyo was Japan.
I didn't know Japan and Berlin were hanging out.
Tokyo, you said Tokyo and Berlin?
Yeah. He was in Lithuania.
Those were the capitals of Japan and Germany, which I think you know that.
Yeah.
And Lithuania, if you remember from our previous episode with the girls, the Dutch girls, mm-hmm. What were their names?
Truce?
Yep.
And
yep.
Frankie?
Yep. Truce and Frankie.
Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie. Good call. The girls' parents were taking in refugees from Lithuania before the war.
You're right.
So Lithuania was probably all effed up, mm-hmm. which is why this guy was there and reporting on stuff to the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he was appointed to do. And he cooperated with the Polish intelligence as part of a bigger Japanese-Polish plan, which I didn't know existed either.
I don't feel like the Polish people were fighting for the Germans, though. No. I mean, they were forced into it some, but...
I feel like Shiyun is going to be a champion of the people.
You are right.
So. he's like a double agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
I was thinking, because I know we're trying to do positive stuff for mm-hmm. Japan right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, she thought Berlin was the good guys.
No, definitely knew that they weren't.
Okay. I was like, this isn't going to go the way we intended.
So the Soviet Union occupied Lithuania in 1940, and many Lithuanian Jews were trying to get exit visas, but a lot of countries wouldn't let people in, so they weren't accepting. Like, you couldn't just go to the Jewish people couldn't just get out of where they were. So
how terrible.
I know,
it's like you're super trapped, like, and wow.
So between July 16th and August 3rd of 1940, the Dutch consul provided over 2,200 Jews with official documents to go to the Caraco.
Where's Caraco?
In the Caribbean.
Ooh, hey.
I know.
So the Dutch Jews are going to Caraco?
Yeah, because there was no requirement of having a visa to enter the country.
Okay.
We'd be jamming.
Exactly.
Jamming. They're going to a paradise. I like it.
I don't know anything about Caraco.
Well, I mean...
It probably just gets hammered by hurricanes over and over again.
Oh, no.
Probably.
I made that up. I have no idea.
I'm imagining, like, blue waters and tropical, like, plants in, like, just super chill Rastafarian vibes. I'm like, yes, Jewish people, go here. Mm-hmm. Get away from prejudice. Genocide.
So this guy, he was in charge of... Well, he wasn't in charge of. He was said to have rescued 6,000 Jews.
Nice.
Wow.
By providing exit visas for them.
Oh my gosh, how cool. Oh my gosh, how hard.
I know. In 1985, 45 years after he was asked for his reasons for issuing the visas to the Jews, and he said that the refugees were human beings and they just simply needed help. He said, my motivation was seeing them face to face. Like, how could you deny someone who had tears in their eyes? Like, how can you say no?
What year couldn't. It was 85 minus 45. So
math, 1940. Oh, look at us. We're getting better at math.
That was a really easy one.
Hey, don't judge
so
me.
So that was pretty early on.
That was.
And this was in Lithuania?
Mm-hmm. So they must have known what was coming.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of them. Well, I think it had already started at that point.
Yeah. He said, I just couldn't help but sympathize with them. They were elderly and women. They were so desperate, they went so far as to kiss my shoes.
Wow.
I actually witnessed such things, and the Japanese government didn't have any kind of problem with allowing the Jews to come into the country.
Into what country?
Tokyo. Well, really? Into the city, yeah.
Well, wow. It's a good thing they didn't win that war, because I feel like the Germans would have been like, let's get them Jews real quick.
Yeah. He said, some Japanese military leaders were just scared because of the pressure from the Nazis, while the officials in the home ministry were simply ambivalent. People in Tokyo were not united. I felt it silly to deal with them, so I made up my mind not to wait for their reply.
I love this man. I love him so much.
I knew somebody would surely complain about me in the future, but I thought this would be the right thing to do. There's nothing wrong in saving many people's lives. The spirit of humanity, philanthropy, neighborly friendship. With this spirit, I ventured to do what I did.
That was cool.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yes, Yoon. Yes.
So what kind of trouble did he get in, do you know?
He didn't.
No?
He actually received accommodations.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. After the war, I'm
After
guessing.
After the war, yeah.
What about in, like, 1941? Or don't you know? Because I feel like they would have been like, I can't believe you let all these people go. Because, like, those were, I don't know how they looked at those guys. I imagine they thought of them as prisoners.
Right. I'm not quite sure about that. I just know that.
He looked at them as people.
Well, his.
Yeah. So, F the government, he looked at them as people. Maybe, like, God or the universe or whatever you believe in protected him because mm-hmm. he wanted to help save those people.
Yeah.
So, he sent them to Caraco?
No. He sent them. Well, he sent them wherever. Japan. They did send them to Caraco.
Wherever there was a boat going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I'm not gonna. Well, I did say that Japan didn't have a visa problem with them entering, but they did. I said that wrong. That was incorrect. They do require visas, but he didn't get an answer, so he just went ahead and gave them the visas.
Oh, ha ha ha.
So
I love this man.
I know. Mm-hmm.
He was like, take that 2 week return time and shove it up here. We're gonna save people.
thanks for giving us that story.
Yeah.
And going off through all the Japanese love to find it.
You're the only one that actually that did what we were supposed to do.
I knew that she wanted something like that, mm-hmm. but I thought that the two of you were gonna do that. So I gave some
it's
cool things
to do
about
different
Japan
things,
now.
Though, so yeah. I'm glad.
I couldn't find anything through my search history.
I could find a lot of good stories now, but I was trying to find something.
I was trying to find good stories now. All I could find was the coronavirus.
Yeah, I just wasn't looking for the right thing because I was going to try to find a little story too. But
just a heads up, did you guys see that the coronavirus is now in Pennsylvania?
I did, Harrisburg.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, it's probably all over Pennsylvania now, but just don't know yet.
Somebody pointed out, like, the coronavirus has been around.
Yeah.
Because it's on the back. Somebody had a cleaning agent at work. Like, those white wipes or something.
Yeah.
You turn it over and it says coronavirus. So, I mean, it kills the coronavirus, supposedly, whatever that was.
So there's a lot of conflicting stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like it's more of, like, a hysteria thing mm-hmm. than anything. If you just wash your hands and be clean, you should be okay.
Yep.
And then face masks do not work because like you can get it through like the white of your eyes, like if somebody sneezes
if you're
on
rubbing
you.
Your eyes
yeah or if you're rubbing your eyes.
I hope people aren't sneezing on my face.
I mean
it could happen.
I've had it happen.
I've had kids sneeze in my face.
Yeah, like people are gross, man. People are super gross. Mm. But I don't know. Maybe we should do something on that because, like, I don't know how I weigh on it. It kind of seems like it's just hysteria to me. People did die, but it's like more people die of the flu a year.
I disagree with you. I think that the masks work because, like, I touch my face a lot. Like, if you're rubbing your eyes, yeah, right. It's a mucous membrane. It's going to let stuff in. But if you touch your mouth or your nose, like, it's also a place for it to get in.
So it's a mask to protect yourself from your own hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
It could
that
go in your sense. Ears, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But right. But I think it would... I feel like the mouth is probably where most germs come in.
Bleh. You're probably right.
I saw a video online where it was like F the coronavirus, if the coronavirus was a person, it was a little girl, and she's just licking a metal, like, handrail, oh, running, man, up and down, licking it. I'm like, whoa.
Yuck.
That's gross.
That's not good.
We all gotta wash our hands now.
Yep. Just pour hand sanitizer on your tongue or in your mouth.
So work sent out a thing, an email this week that said... 3,900 people have died from the coronavirus. I don't know if that's total or if that's since the beginning of the year.
We should do a episode.
Yeah, we should.
I looked it up like last Monday, mm-hmm, and it was like 2,800.
So I also saw an article where people died due to negligence, and that's getting counted in with the coronavirus. So we should do that as an episode.
We could do that next time.
All right, write that down. Write that down, Pete. Coronavirus.
We're running out of room.
This is the wrong one. We probably get to erase a couple right here.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Carna.
It's already on right.
Oh, no. My gosh. Yeah, we really do need to do one. I was almost going to say something. No. So this guy was amazing. I'm sorry if I sound like I was reading, but I wanted to get what he said, right?
Yeah.
Are we talking about your fella Japanese dude?
Shion?
Yeah. Shion?
He's not... Yeah, he's Japanese.
Sugahara.
I call him brown sugar.
Yeah, I like it. Easier to say. Brown sugar. I don't think it was brown.
It's okay. No. That's why it's okay to say.
Well, look at him.
He looks like Mr. Rogers a little.
He
like
does.
Like an Asian Mr. Rogers.
He's like a Nazi Mr. Rogers.
I legit he's love... I have love for this
he's not
man.
A Nazi.
I know. I see him and I love him. And then I hear about him and I love him more.
You were going to tell us something about him? Or no, you just want to show us a picture of him?
Yeah, I was going to show you a photo of him, but he did good things.
Good work.
Yeah, that's more people should do.
Yeah.
If you can do something good, then do it.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Like,
do always. It.
It's the hard thing.
Do it.
It's usually the hard thing, but you should do the right thing. Like, save people.
He just didn't care about his job. He's like, I want to get sent back to Japan. I don't want to be here.
No,
so he's like, I'm going to send the juice.
No, I'm sure that he cared. Like, because being of the Japanese culture, I'm sure he absolutely cared about the job.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They care about stuff.
They do. Yeah. All right. What else again?
Nothing. Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Get off my planet.
Oh, we didn't do what we learned today.
Oh shit. Yeah. Let's do that before we tell these guys not to be jagoffs.
Too late.
I learned about brown sugar sending the Jews all over the countries.
Mm-hmm. I learned that was what I learned. I learned that there are like 25 flavors of Kit Kats.
Hell yeah. Probably more than that.
I learned you could get soup from a vending machine and a pizza. That's crazy.
I imagine other countries have that as well, but Japan is all up on their vending machines.
I've only been to the Caribbean and South America now. I gotta go over to Europe. I gotta go that way.
Branch out.
Yeah.
I learned that they like eggies.
I know.
Eggies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
eggies. Eggs.
Yeah. Turkeys. Gudetama. Because they think that laziness is cute because this is something that doesn't exist in their culture.
I don't think it's cute.
No.
I think
the
eggy guy is cute, but I don't think laziness is cute.
Well, because
I embody that.
So I read this thing, like, what Americans think of Japanese people, and hardworking was the number one thing.
Yeah.
Like, 75% of people, like, if they could pick one word to describe them, Japanese, was hardworking.
Yeah.
And, like, they were all positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference from 1940.
in like all the wars,
1941,
all the war stories we've been covering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is nice. It's like upbeat.
It's nice to do a positive one.
All right.
Okay.
Roll that footage.
Good night, girls.
No, supposed to say "Don't be a jag off."
Weenie. Don't be a jag off.
And then you end the episode
with "Get off my planet."
If you enjoyed the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.